Yeah, man. So what's got you excited?
Well, this new life that I'm embarking on.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying like change is always hard, especially when you don't want the change. You know what I'm saying? But once you accept the change, that's when it's like, it gets better. You know, it's hard. I feel like sometimes you gotta get your shoes dirty to get them clean. You know, you have to, like, and it's not always easy to get them clean. Like, you still have to put in that work. But if you're willing to put in that work, shit works out a lot better on the end. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy how, like, I've had, like, these past couple weeks, just, like, finding out and processing this information that I've received. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy, like, how at the beginning it was like, I can't make it through. But here we are.
Felt hopeless.
Hopeless. Yeah. But here we are a month later, and I can sit right here and look back and be like, I made it through that.
Sure.
And if I can make it through that, then the trajectory is only up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you build confidence when you deal with adversity.
This podcast is brought to you by the letter C, which stands for cannabis, but not Chris. That starts with a K. That's right. You are listening to nothing other than
Cannasations with Chris. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of your favorite podcast, Cannasations with Chris. And, of course, I am your host, Chris. And what we like to do on this show is we like to highlight the cannabis industry here in Vermont. It's been bad for so long. So here I am, putting capes on growers and bringing them on the show and, you know what I'm saying, do what I do. And I love what I do. So, oh yeah, we back in the studio. You know what I'm saying? We live. We back in the studio. So the gentleman we have on today, I met him at, it was an event in Johnson. It was the Willows Crossing Farm. They had an event. Hot and Heady was down there. Kyle.
Was it Solstice? Is that what it was?
Was it Solstice?
I can't remember.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Because it was. It might have been. Yeah. But it was a lot of hula hoop people out there. and
it was a good time.
I left because I watch TV, and I know shit gets weird when it gets dark. So I had to make sure I skedaddled, if you will.
So, never feels good.
You know what I'm saying? But I met this gentleman at this Willows Crossing event. Hot and Hattie introduced us. And we've had a couple, we've had like 3-4 interactions throughout, you know, because there's events everywhere. And we've shared those same events. So, yeah, without further ado, we have Jesse Lucas of Lucas Greens. Out in Charlotte?
Cool.
Yeah, out in Charlotte. Hey, man, thank you for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we were sitting up here. Look, this man just came in the office and just started dropping gems. And I'm like, you lucky. I need a gem dropper right now because, man, y'all heard a little bit from the beginning. I'm going to keep some of it because some of that shit, I need to go back and be like, let me write that down. Put it somewhere where I remember that. But once again, thank you for coming on the show, man. Greatly appreciate it. And we're going to get right into it. So why don't you talk a little bit about yourself, where Jesse came from.
Where did Jesse come from? Well, I originally grew up in Maine. And okay. I think I found my way over here to Vermont before I came to school, but I did come to school here. And I've been here, I mean, ever since, more or less, you know, 20 plus years. Love this state. I love New England.
You know, it's crazy how people that aren't from Vermont, like, just fall in love with Vermont. What was it for you? Like, what was it that made you be like, man, I really like this place to stay?
Yeah, I mean, I think it felt first familiar. I think that New England, there's this old energy here, and I felt very much, you know, at home here in Vermont. I was pretty excited about, you know, snowboarding here, there's lots of great options. And I also, you know, I love the fact that, you know, Burlington had a fun vibe, and having the lake, it just everything just felt good.
That's dope. One of the things that made me stay was the beauty and the peace. Yeah. Because like you said, it's an old energy here, and it's not fast. Mm-mm. You know, you can go one state left and it's like balls to the wall. It's fast. But living in Vermont, man, it's pretty chill out here. I really enjoy it.
I do too.
25 years, huh?
Yeah, man. It's been a moment. I turned 45 in May.
Hey, this coming up or you
yeah,
did?
No, turned 45, oh, yeah. Shit.
Okay, so I'm turning 40 in mm-hmm. August. So mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you because I'm getting there.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
getting where?
Getting to the 40s, man.
Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what it's like to get to level 40?
Nah, that's
level,
what I'm saying.
Level 40 is not a bad place to be.
Oh, okay. How did it change? Do you keep your same? I know your mentality grows, but like, does it change? Because you're 6 years older than me.
You know what? I think for me, I just dwell in like a childlike nature.
Okay.
And because of that, like I'm excited every day. I'm excited when I get up. I'm excited during the day. I'm excited when I go to bed. But that's my energy. And I've just stayed really true to that.
Mm-hmm. Always be young. That's what it is.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And first of all, that's, you know, you said you were 45. I really thought you were like closer to like early my age to early 40s. So mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You're living a good life, man. Right?
I feel good.
That's good.
I feel good.
Okay.
I definitely don't feel 45.
That's good. You're younger, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Half that.
I can still rock with the youngins, you know what
I'm
saying?
All day. And half the night.
So, yeah. So check, Lucas Greens.
Yes.
I know when we met a while ago at that event, mm-hmm. we was like, yeah, I'm doing some real interesting stuff down there. And I was like, I was in my teens, early 20s episode. So mm-hmm. I was learning a lot and realizing that everybody says that, like, I got something interesting going on. But talking to you, like, you do have some real interesting stuff going on. Would you care to elaborate a little bit?
Yeah.
About Lucas Green.
Sure. I mean, Lucas Green is one of my businesses that I've founded and co-own, but it's part of like a bigger picture. I have an organic farm out in Charlotte, and we cultivate a lot besides just cannabis. We have vegetables, flowers, herbs. We have chickens. I rotate my neighbors like sheep onto our property, onto our pasture to like manage just our property in a way that feels in harmony with what I'm trying to do. Mm. We stay within these natural cycles we were talking about, which feel really good. That feels natural to me. It feels good to me. And one thing that I try to always come back to is like this question of like, how do I want to feel? Because that's something that I'm in control of.
How do I want to feel?
Yeah, how do you want to feel?
Within this transition in my life, that's what I'm learning. Is how I want to feel.
That's right.
Because a lot of times in our situations, we lose who we are, whether it's to work, whether it's to a relationship. We can't really create who we are because it's like even being an entrepreneur, like entrepreneurship is a fight within itself. Mm. Like because it's on you. I'm a businessman. Well, we'll do some business, man. And then if you don't do it, nothing moves. Mm-hmm. So you got to bust your ass out here. So being an entrepreneur is like a different mentality.
Absolutely.
You know? So like, yeah, man. What are you doing out there? What are you growing? Besides, obviously, we're growing cannabis.
Everything. I mean, my whole high tunnel is fully planted right now. I mean, that's carrots, radishes, turnips, green onions, shallots, parsley, cilantro, cabbage, bok choy, pak choy, romaine, sorrel, Swiss chard, kale, Yeah, man. I mean, we're
the run there.
We're growing. I mean, you know, food in the ground with the sun, and we are really trying to make sure that our soil, our terroir, is like as alive as it can be. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not feeding plants, we're feeding our soil. We're working on that biodiversity and to keep that at its like thriving, like top. And when that happens, you're bringing all of the right players to the table, and that's when all the magic happens. Because as I was talking to you before about, a lot of it for me is getting out of the way. It's like setting it all up and then getting out of the way and letting that plant express itself however it wants. If it's a radish, if it's a carrot, if it's a cannabis plant, but really not trying to control. Mm. I don't want to be controlled.
Nobody wants to be controlled.
My plants don't want to be controlled.
They can't be.
My dog doesn't want to be controlled.
We have to train our dogs, but then you have to let them free.
You got it. Okay, I don't put a collar. I don't put a collar on my dog.
I had to. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that like there's no judgment there, but exactly, like, that's how I feel. My farm, I don't have to do that.
We're on a farm, exactly.
That's right. And so I want everything to express itself. And in that sort of like feeling, that's magic. Mm. You know? That's where it happens. I mean, that's when that plant, that whatever, gets to express itself exactly how it feels, how it wants. And if the conditions are all there, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. How long have you been growing cannabis?
Since I was a teenager.
What was do you remember your first grow?
Oh, yeah. Just some straight up like gorilla grows all over the backyard.
Really?
Just like no idea what I was doing. Yeah, just learning.
Yeah.
Just learning.
That's how you, I mean,
learning
honestly,
learning with a buddy and just going after it.
Yeah.
You know? Listen to Bob Marley and just planting seeds.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's what's up. Where did the name, I mean, obviously, Lucas Greens.
The name of our, Lucas Green is, my last name is Lucas. Uh-huh. My business partner's last name is Green.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
coincidental.
So, yeah,
it's double entendre, man.
We can own that name all day, you know? And so,
hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, it's a great marriage, a great partnership. I mean, that's most businesses are partners, they're marriages.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of I don't know, appreciation I have for my business partner. And like, we pick each other up. We do well. We do what we need to do. We have good communication. Yeah, it matters. All that stuff. Just like any relationship.
Yeah.
So.
Everything is a build off of. So look, all right, we done got to the part of the show where I'm going to ask you, good sir, to put a sticker on this table. And yo, look, he came up. He was explaining the show. He started taking it off. I was like, nope. Not right now. Well, you going to have your time, sir. So.
All right. Well, you can get this sticker off of here.
I know. Look, so I be having, it's funny, I had one guy on, we had like a lot of dead space, and he was like, is this the dead space? And I was like, yeah, man, we be out here, but it's cool. This is all edited. Wherever you want, this is your canvas. Boom. And the sticker is down. Appreciate you, man. Really
man,
good.
No, I have a lot of gratitude for being here today, and thank you.
Word, man. And I got these beats for my boy SK, so y'all check these out real quick. The segment of the show, it's called Own Weed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've been smoking for a little while, you know, you just didn't start. So I like to ask questions like, what do you like to do, you know, within life? Mm. So first question is, how do you like to consume?
I think mostly these days is dabbing.
Dabbing.
I really like, I like my live rosin. I love live rosin. I love the idea of having to consume such a little bit of something and have such a, you know,
big
effect,
impact. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, from a health perspective, I like it. You know what I mean? It's just less smoke vapor in my lungs. You know, I mean, I have tried to make a conscious shift towards consuming more like edible, like tinctures and stuff that I'm making because it's just having your body, you know, process it is, it's just, it's far better.
Yeah.
And it's a different effect too. I mean, it really is. I mean, eating it versus smoking it. Yeah,
it is.
You know,
It brings about a different in your feeling your body as well. Mm-hmm. Like it's not.
Well, how it metabolizes, you know, when you eat it is, it's just, it's going through like almost, I don't think it's a different system, but it's just, it is a, it's a different process.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. We're going to go far in this question because I started following him on Instagram a while back. And you've been popping up in my algorithm a little. And one time you popped in my For You page, and I was like, oh, shit. And you was on the mixing. And then I came down today to Cambridge Cannabis, and then the ambiance was different. And I walked up to him, I was like, how you doing, man? And I looked, and he had the turntables. I was like, oh, he here for business. So I like to ask, the question is, what kind of music do you like to listen to when you grow, when you smoke? Like, what's your vibe?
That's a great question. Music is always playing. If it's not like literally playing, it's like in my head playing. So it never shuts off.
Yeah.
But I, you know, my vibe's high. I mean, I play up, you know what I mean? That's where I like to be. That's how I like to feel.
Yeah.
And I think that primarily you're always going to find 4/4 is going to be the default.
Mm-hmm.
And that can fall into like so many genres, which is like so expansive and great. And so, but yeah, you're going to be moving anywhere from like 115 to like 124, you know? So like that's, you know, it's like disco to like house, you know, it's like a great, I love it. Both of those right there. I mean, that's like a lot of my roots. I was a raver in the 90s.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So that's kind of where it like happened. I mean, I fell in love. I fell in love with electronic music. I was just blown away by the community.
Yeah.
In the early 90s and mid 90s, that community was unlike, I mean, I knew friends that were going to Grateful Dead, Fish, they had their communities, but that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I found mine in like the ravers and like in that electronic community.
That sound.
And that sound for me, that vibration for me was just undeniable. And to this day, I still, like, I just, it's part of me. It's in my fabric, you know what I mean? It's just woven into me. And what we listen to in those influential times of our teenage is very, like, much going to play out in kind of later in life in many ways. And I just remember hearing this thing the other day about, like, listening to the music that you listen to when you were a teenager really could actually like bring you up, because like there's so much that's like tied to that, and going back and having that, it's like it like picks you up. And then the other day I did it. I found like old house tracks I used to listen to. I can't tell you how good I felt. Like just pumping those tracks. And I was like, mother, you know, like, I mean, like I get goosebumps talking about it, because it was just, there is something familiar, and I just had like good association with it.
Yeah.
And it just felt good.
Oh, man, it's crazy because like R&B growing up, I used to listen to like rap music. And I remember my grandfather was like, that ain't good music. This is good music. He always put on Teddy Pendergrass. And,
that's good music.
Exactly. And I was like, man, I don't want to listen to this old stuff. And now here I am almost, you know, climbing a hill almost in my 40s, like now I'm finding out, it's like, damn, he won't lie. Like, I mean, I've been knowing since like my late 20s what I was listening to, but now like all that old music that's dead, hey man, you throw on some Temptations, man, you can't help but to move and get to snapping and stuff. So I understand that it's in your DNA, like you feel it, you know what I'm saying? Even all those emotional songs, like.
But it goes back deeper than that, because, you know, I grew up with, like, my mom gave me all the music, right?
Yeah.
I grew up in with a house where my mom always played music.
Yeah.
And then she had a massive record collection. Mm. And as a kid, I would just put these big headphones on And I would just play records and I would just sit there for hours. I didn't have any, there's no phones, there's no internet back then. This is the early 80s, you know? So I listened to music and I grew up on Pointer Sisters to like Pink Floyd.
You know? Man, that's a spectrum right there.
Yeah. I mean, those Oakland ladies.
Yeah.
I love it. They're like distant aunts or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I love it all because I just experienced it all and I took it all in. And some I didn't like, some I love.
Absolutely.
You know, I listen to Michael all the time. Yeah. It just fucking sounded so good.
It did.
Listen to Stevie. It's like, it just sounds so good.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't help it.
You can't help it. Yeah, you can't. And it just moves you.
Yeah. Like, I remember hearing songs that I haven't heard since I was a kid. And, like, it really puts you somewhere. Like, I remember, like, Will Smith's Summertime. How I remember being in, like, cookouts.
It just took me back right there.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
It just took me back right there, like, so fast. It's like smelling, like your olfactory.
Exactly.
You catch that smell of something, and you could be back in your, it could be your grandma's kitchen. It could be, you know, this diner you went to all the time, and it just has that smell. It's funny, I come across that every once in a while with, like, you know, different terpenes and stuff, and you know, I have this one that I love these days, and I call it, like, mop closet.
Mop closet.
Because that shit smells like a mop closet. And sometimes people know. And then there's another one I always refer to, which is the, smells kind of like department store, like an old sneaker store.
The old shoe department section.
You know it, right? But that one's been around for a little bit. But the mop closet has been something I've been smelling a little bit more lately. And I'm like, ooh, I like the mop closet.
The mop closet. Yeah. I'm going to have to look for some mop closet.
Yeah. I bet someone out there's got some mop closet.
Somebody's going to write on this and be like, I know that mop closet. But it's crazy with the shoes. Like, you get those, I don't know what it is, but it takes you to, like you said, the department store. It's so weird. But hell yeah, man, that's crazy. All right, next question. I knew I can get a good chunk of time out of you with some music because I'll be watching you. He'll be on there spinning the records and whatnot. I'll be like, hey, man, he be out there rocking with it. So, next question is, we like to smoke and eat. So, what do you like to? What's your preferred munchie? You get stoned. What is your like go to grab?
Oh man, I mean that's an evolution. You know, I mean I've had an evolution of that. I've had a struggle with that. Mm. You know, I think that's the one thing about cannabis that always drove me wild was the munchies.
Yes,
I was like, man, it's not something I actually enjoyed very much. You know, and so I struggled with that one. And you know what? I really found out some good stuff that's helped me combat that or be with it. You know, the first was like the science behind it that apparently, you know, when you consume cannabis, it's going to push you into alkaline. Okay.
Okay.
So when you go into alkaline, your body's naturally going to want to come back down to be neutral.
Okay.
The way it's going to do that, it's going to send you a signal to eat something. Mm. So that's why, or theoretically, so I've been told. That's where like the munchies kind of stem from.
Yeah.
Your body's trying to pull yourself back down. So, okay, that makes sense now. So I was like, well, what's the hack? You know? And so this one guy tells me, he says, you take Himalayan sea salt, you know, Irish salt, you know, good quality salt.
Yeah.
And you just put some of that on your tongue. Because what you're satisfying is that crave to come back down to neutral. You're going to get that out of those minerals in the sea salt and you're satisfied now.
Wait, so you mean to tell, all right, man, look.
Why do you go after salty stuff when you're fucking stoned?
I do.
You're just not getting nothing. You're not getting anything, though, out of that iodized salt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to have, you know, something from the sea.
Huh.
Try it.
I damn sure will now because I got,
But now, let me just backtrack a little bit, too. I actually enjoy getting stoned and eating. It's not like I don't enjoy that. Like, don't, like, let's not confuse.
I understand the combative, how you want to combat, because if you do eat a certain amount of a bad thing, it can affect you, however, whether it's weight gain, body problems, whatever. So, you know, all within moderation.
Of course.
You know, but What is your go to? Like, is it just salty?
Oh man, I do like savory. I think over sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I would go always savory.
All right, so like chips or crunchy.
I think growing up it was kind of like that. Then it just evolved. Okay. You know, then it was just like, what am I limiting myself to? Yeah. I'm gonna eat some fucking pate. You know what I mean? Like, just go right for it.
He said, "I get stoned to eat pate."
I get stoned right now, and I eat my homie's fucking liverwurst. Sam's liverwurst is incredible. Like, okay. I love that. That's like,
I'm gonna have to try it.
Yeah, Mountain Fire Farm, man. Like, hit him up.
All right.
He's got the stuff.
Hey, tell him to listen to this podcast.
I will indeed. And there's a plug right there.
There's a plug. Hey, that's what I'm about, baby. It's plugs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's so many great, you know, farmers in the state. I mean, not even all that. I mean, there's lots that are growing cannabis, but there's lots that are doing amazing things that aren't just cannabis.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so there's just so much knowledge. There's so much experience. There's a wealth, you know, of humans here that really care and are doing, I don't know, like hard work.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
All right, so what kind of activities do you like to do when you get stoned? I mean, like I said, I see you spinning records.
I love music.
But what else?
I love playing piano.
I was talking to somebody a while back, and we were talking about how we thought, like, if I wish my mother would have gotten me into instruments, and I just wasn't, you know, I used to want to play the drums, but I was never really, like, wanted to push it. But, like, she was saying, like, she has all these, like, It's a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. It's not a ukulele. It's something mixed with a ukulele. I can't remember. It was like some crazy. But anyway, he was talking about how it's so cool how people can play a piano and sing, or just have their hands do different things.
10 independent things.
It's 10. And now you're singing in a different form of what your 10 different fingers is doing. Like, it was crazy. Like,
it is. Yeah.
So, okay, so play the piano.
I love it. It's I taught myself to play in my mid-30s.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, man, that was a winter project. I got real excited about it, and I just dove in, and yeah, I never looked back.
So you taught yourself?
Taught myself.
How did you do that?
Well, we got YouTube now.
I mean, YouTube adversity is always, I feel like it's always
the
winner.
It's endless. I mean, I can't even imagine what it would be like now. I probably should go try it with AI, you know.
So I know a gentleman, I did a local commercial for Granite City Graphics, and he was showing me how he's learning to play the piano, but he has this, like, AI, he has the keyboard, and you put this thing on it, and it tells you what to push. You know, to learn with the AI, but it's still, you see your life, like, it's, you see everything, but you, like, it's coming,
it's
down.
Virtual,
it's virtual, like, you can see people walk past you, like, it's really, but you can also, it's like the keys you need to punch is coming down. And he showed me a video of it, and I'm like, how are you showing me a video of you, what you saying? He was like, I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, man, I mean, this merging of AI is just going to revolutionize, like, so much of what we do and the way we do it. It's just people, I don't know how much, like, you know, people are really aware of what AI is going to do.
It's so crazy because, like, it's like we created something that can create itself, you know, essentially. Like, you can ask, like, in ChatGPT, you can just ask it, and it'll give you whatever you want. And that's weird. Like, it's taking the aspect, like, I look at AI as it taking the aspect out of, like, knowledge. Like, in a way, because when we were growing up, we were looking, how do we get our knowledge? When we were growing up, how do we get it? You read a book.
Mm-hmm.
And as we grew, then social media came.
The internet.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, the internet. Then social media. And then, but the grand scheme is, like, it's taken away from the aspect of books. And now we're at a point now where you're, hey, what's the what's the best way to do something? And it gives you a list of everything. It helps. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, and it's definitely going to evolve the world and everything, but it's also, I feel like it's taken us out of the want to know of knowledge.
Well, that's where the awareness has to come in, though.
Okay.
I can't give up my awareness of that, though. Like, that's why I do so much of what I do. I stopped trusting everybody. I was like, I can't believe what you're making anymore. You know what I mean? I'm not going to put that on my face. You know what I mean? I'm going to make it myself, because at least now I know what went into it.
Absolutely.
You know, and if I give up my choice, if I give up like my ability to discern, like, woof, that's a bad place for me.
I think that's an easy place for us to get, because.
Who's us?
Who? I mean, when I say us, I mean people. Like, not per se you, or per se, I mean, even it's, I'm growing. Like, you learn stuff, and it's not always the easiest to learn. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to bite a rock to learn that I need to do whatever I have to
do. Through your personal experience.
Through my personal experience.
What can you trust more than that?
There is nothing.
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 All right. Yeah, you see, and we got, I had footage of a whole, but like, we recorded a whole bunch of talking before. Like, every time I done talked to this gentleman, he's had like some, I've been like, okay, that's interesting. I've never heard an aspect like that. So I appreciate your knowledge that you brought on the show.
Absolutely.
And even just the awareness, as you said. I looked up this thing. I was in Winooski, and I went to this restaurant, and they had this book of birthdays. And one of the things, like, I was reading mine, my birthday, August the 14th, and, you know, all my stunts was, like, funny, confident, and creative. And one of my flaws was unaware, or one of my weaknesses. It was, like, unaware. So, like, knowing that I'm unaware of my unawareness makes me more aware, you know, and it's just life, man.
How do you become aware?
Life experience. Sometimes you have to go through things to be like, you gotta kick your toe, you gotta stub your toe to know that there's a corner right there, and if you do it again, it's kind of on you. You know, it's not on the corner to move. It's on you to know that the corner is there, and you got to walk around that corner to get to your end goal. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. My man.
Here we are.
Hey, look, man, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Can you tell them where to find you on social media?
Our Instagram handle is @LucasGreenVT. And Lucas is with a K, and the green has an E on the end.
Okay.
We're also lucasgreen.farm on the net, and you can find us in a wide variety of dispensaries all over the state.
Mm. Hey, perfect. Once again, man, thank you for coming on the show. Greatly appreciate it. I know it was just a few minutes down the road.
It was perfect. It worked out great.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Here we are, baby. Here we are.
So, and, you know, thank y'all for listening. Greatly appreciate y'all. The Cannisations pre-roll. I think we're almost done. I think we're almost finished. So it's time to get something else cooking. So, you know, I got some other things happening. I got some big things going on. But this week, nope, I can't tell you. But I got some stuff going on this week. But y'all going to find out about it next week. But y'all got to listen to this show to know that I got something going on. So this shit gonna be cool as fuck. But once again, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for pulling up. And y'all know the drill. Y'all stay blazing and stay amazing. And we out. Oh yeah, y'all follow me on my Instagram too. I'll be forgetting to plug myself. Cannisations Chris Podcast. I mean, I know y'all know, but still, you know what I'm saying? I gotta plug myself. I be trying to plug everybody, but I don't ever be plugging myself. So, you know, yeah. Y'all stay blazing and stay amazing. I'm out.
Amazing.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very comfortable. I love this format.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, this is, yeah, it's very, it's very easy.
That's what I like.
When it's easy, that's when you're going to get the best from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Because I'm not having to do anything. Like, right. You just, like, I'll just flow.
Hey, Tayshaun, cannabis conversation.
I
love it. Just sit here and kick it down.
Yeah, man. This is what I do all day.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing different here. I mean, you should the conversations. I should have been recording. My office should have been tapped for sound, hot for sound since day one. Mm. The depth of conversations that we have had with so many individuals over time, the amount of therapy that's gone on in that office, like, I mean, it's. As next, like, yeah, what are you doing next? And if you don't have that, what's next? You're only going to default, or I'm only going to default to going back to probably what I used to do.
Exactly.
Because that's known, that's familiar, that's easy.
Comfortability,
well,
complacency.
That's the cocoon.
Yeah, the cocoon.
Hey, it's easy to hang out in that cocoon. It's nice and warm, cozy. It's probably a little sweaty. It might start to stink after a while.
Hey.